This is Dr. Letitia Wright for IDCDating.com. IDCDating.com is where we're creating multicultural relationships every day. Our podcast today is with Rocky Fino. He's our sexy chef, who is the author of Will Cook for Sex. He's got a great dating book on how to have great meals for your lady without being, you know, the best chef ever. And today we're going to talk about what, Rocky?
We're going to do a little veal shank.
Okay. Rocky's breakaway veal shank.
You got it.
Okay.
This is a breakaway meal.
It's breakaway meal.
Well, no, but I mean, it's a breakaway meal because this is one that we've talked about a number of little simple dishes. And this is one combining a couple of simple techniques, but putting together a very elegant dish.
Okay, so this would be a nice night in, but maybe a little bit special occasion.
This one's got a little special occasion on it.
Okay.
Starting with the veal shank itself, which you're not going to find at, you do need to go to one of the better grocery stores that have a better meat department.
Okay.
Sometimes that carry the veal.
It has a real butcher there.
Yeah, you know, and you're looking for the veal shanks. Beef shanks don't work as well.
Okay.
They're tougher, and it really works better with a veal shank.
Okay.
Now, what a veal shank is a cross cut. What you're going to see is a round piece of meat, the meat counter, with the bone right in the middle.
Okay.
So it's cross cut of the leg section. So
that's what we always see in cartoons.
You got it. That's right.
That's Dr. Wright gets to a veal shank.
That's right, Dr. Wright. You are so down. You are on the culinary edge.
Okay, so we're shopping for our veal shank. So of course, we want it fresh. Are we looking? How much fat is on there? What are we looking at?
You're not worried about that. The shank itself is you're looking for a fresh shank. You're very pink. Again, it's veal. It's lighter than a beef. And if you find a veal shank, they're going to be probably most likely fresh because you're going to find them at one of the upper, you know, better grocery stores.
Okay.
Now, let's do our shopping list.
Okay.
So we're going to pick up a couple of veal shanks. Two shanks, one per would be fine. If you're going to make this meal, throw a third in there.
Okay.
Because good chance the two of you are going to go for it. Good chance you're going to go for little seconds. And if you don't, it makes a great leftover the next day.
Okay.
You're going to get an 8-ounce package of egg noodles.
Okay.
They're the little kind of fat, curly ones.
Okay.
Some fresh basil. One of those little plastic packets you'll see up in the herb section.
Mm-hmm.
An onion. Just a yellow onion. Okay. Medium-sized yellow onion. You'll need some chicken broth, about 2 cups, which is about 16 ounces.
Okay.
Some tomatoes, approximately about 4 medium tomatoes. You can use Roma tomatoes or the nice ripe red tomatoes on the vine.
Okay.
About 1/4 cup of flour. So you probably have olive oil, which olive oil should be in your cupboard. All the time. If you're running low on olive oil, veal shanks out, take your 1/4 cup of flour on a plate, and we're going to lightly flour the shanks. So you're basically going to dredge them on each side in the flour.
Okay.
And then pat it off. We're talking lightly flour. We're not heavy flour. So you just pat off
the extra.
Now, in one pan, in a medium-sized skillet, I'm going to add about a tablespoon of oil.
Okay.
Heat the pan and preheat the pan and add a tablespoon of oil. And then as it gets a little hot, we're going to add our onions. And we're going to soften our onions. Take about 3 to 4 minutes over medium to high heat.
And when we soften the onions, meaning they just turn that translucent color.
Yeah, they turn that translucent color. We're just going to soften. You don't want to overdo them.
See, I'm learning.
You're doing good. You're getting the term. There we go. Now, you can do this two ways. You could have another medium-sized pan with the other 2 tablespoons of olive oil heated,
okay,
where we can add our shanks. Or you can take the onions, remove them from the heat onto a plate, and then work your shanks in that same
Same oil. Okay.
Same pan. We're going to add oil, but use the same pan.
Okay.
So, but now that we've softened our onion, let's remove that onion from the heat. Now, heat up 2 more tablespoons of oil in that skillet, and we're going to add our 3 veal shanks.
Okay.
Now, what we're trying to do here is we're just browning the shanks on each side.
Just barely.
You're browning them, and people ask, why do you brown them before you simmer? For 2 reasons. 1, texture. 2, appearance.
Okay.
You know, they look better. It's just something about having the brown, crispy edge when you're done, looks better as opposed to if you just went straight to a simmer, they just kind of look very pale.
Very pale and pink, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So then we're gonna brown our shanks in the oil on each side, which is just going to take approximately, 3 to 5 minutes each side.
Okay.
Now, we're going to take a deeper saucepan.
Okay, deeper actual saucepan, not a frying pan.
Not a frying pan, but a saucepan that can fit, it needs to fit the 3 shanks, the onions, and then what we're going to add, the chopped tomatoes.
Okay.
So, the pan could, the 4-inch deep pan be fine. What we're going to do now that we've browned our shanks, we're going to transfer the shanks into this saucepan, add our onions, add our chicken broth. You're going to pour in the chicken broth. You're basically looking for the chicken broth just about to cover the meat, because the shanks are actually going to cook. They're going to simmer in that broth.
Okay.
Browning them has done nothing but brown them. We haven't really cooked much of the meat. We're going to simmer these in the pot.
Okay.
And then we're also going to add, we're going to chop our tomatoes into about 1/2-inch squares also. Add those into the pot.
Okay.
So we've got our shanks, our softened onions, our chopped raw tomatoes, and our chicken broth in the pot.
All in this pot. Okay.
All in this pot.
And we're going to simmer it for how long?
And then you're going to bring it to a boil first.
Oh, okay.
Bring the heat to a boil and then lower and simmer. Put it, cover and simmer until tender, which is actually going to be part about it. You've done this. The aggressive cooking time, is about 20 minutes of chopping and browning, which you've done in advance when you got home earlier, and you got that going, and then you got them in the simmer pot. Now that you've got time to do other things,
mm-hmm.
But it's done exactly that. Now while that's simmering, when she comes over and opens the door, pow, that smell is just going to catch her like, wow, something good's going on in the kitchen.
Excellent. So we're simmering it for 2 hours. Where exactly does our egg noodles, or do our egg noodles come
in? That's coming in right now. Now while it's simmering, you're going to do add some salt and pepper to taste.
Okay.
And that's basically add a little salt to the brothy mixture, and then just take a spoon and give it a taste, and make sure you've got, you use your judgment on that.
Okay.
Now, as we're simmering these, with about 15 minutes to go before 15 20 minutes to go before our shanks are going to be ready,
mm-hmm.
we're going to do our pasta. Pasta is similar to what we talked about before. I'm going to add some water to a saucepan. Probably about, for 8 ounces, you're going to add probably 2 quarts of water.
Okay.
I always like to add to my pasta, when I'm doing my pasta water, I always add salt to the water.
And salt to the water will do what?
It adds flavor to the pasta.
Okay.
The water becomes part of the sauce.
Okay.
Now, it adds flavor to the pasta, and then I add a little oil to the water.
Okay, a little olive oil.
A little olive oil, tablespoon or two. What that does, it keeps the pasta from sticking.
Great.
So you bring that water to a boil, and then follow the directions on the bag with the egg noodles. You put those into a roiling boil, and you let those boil until, for about 6 to 8 minutes. Test them. It's always been my method on when your pasta is done.
Okay.
you pull a noodle out, and you bite it. You make sure it's soft all the way through. And you don't want to overcook them.
Right.
But you got time with an egg noodle.
Okay.
It's not like an angel hair pasta. That's a very sensitive pasta. An egg noodle is a thicker pasta. There's some leeway there.
Okay, great.
And again, it's just pull a noodle and taste every so often.
And then we'll be rinsing that or pouring the water out? Or?
Yeah, here's how we do this. Now, when the pasta is done, we're going to drain the water out of the pot.
Okay.
And then, but keep a touch of the water in there.
Okay.
So don't drain it. A lot of people go to the colander and dump it all out.
Exactly. That's what I've seen all my life.
All your life, you see the colander. I take a lid, hold the lid, drain it, but leave a little water in there. Keep it moist.
Okay.
Now, while the pasta is boiling, you could do this prior to, or now that you, best to do it prior to so your pasta doesn't sit. If your pasta sits for a while, it can get sticky.
Okay.
So while our pasta was boiling, our shanks have now completed their simmer.
Mm-hmm.
Remove the shanks onto a plate and cover. Take the brothy mixture of the broth, the onions, and tomatoes that's left in the saucepan,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to put that in a blender.
Oh, okay.
We're going to transfer that to a blender. This, you always wonder in a restaurant, you're like, how do they get such a nice creamy sauce?
Exactly.
The blender is a magical tool.
The blender magic.
Yeah, it's blender magic. We've now got our onion, tomato, and broth. We put it in the blender, blend for 15 seconds, add a little salt to taste as you taste it, and you've got your smooth sauce.
Okay.
So take that blender and add, now that you've got your new, preferably you've got this done just before your noodles are finished.
Okay.
So now when you dump your noodles and you kept a little water in there, add a touch of the sauce and stir to coat your noodles.
Okay.
This way your noodles don't sit and get sticky.
Okay.
You've added a little sauce to coat the noodles that are sitting in the pan.
Alrighty. But most of it is still in the blender, right?
You still got most of the sauce in the blender, but you've added enough sauce to where the noodles are coated so they're not going to get gummy and sticky together.
Okay.
Now we take our plates, add a base of the noodles. You can use a bowl or a plate that has a rim.
Okay. We don't want our flattest
plate. A flattest plate's not going to work real well because the noodles are going to spread out.
Okay.
So a nice pasta bowl is always good. If, growing up Italian, I had pasta bowls. They're a shallow, wider style bowl. But use either like a plate that's got a nice rim on it or any bowl that's wide enough to hold some noodles with the size of the shank. Add our noodles to the bowl. Then take our blender full of sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Add sauce to our noodles. Now you pour it, you're pouring your sauce around the noodles.
Okay.
Take one of the shanks, place right on top of the bed of noodles.
Okay.
And then the final step, take your basil,
mm-hmm.
and trim the leaves off of the stems.
Okay, so no stems, just leaves.
Just the leaves, and then just thinly slice the leaves and sprinkle over the shank.
Ooh, and the fresh basil gives it a great aroma on top
of
that.
Oh, yeah, and it's a fresh, it's got the aroma, it's got the flavor. Now take one extra sprig of that basil, slide it into the side of the bowl for decoration, and serve.
Wow, that was very easy, yet delicious. That's going to be a meal that somebody will be talking about for a long, long time.
This is one that she goes home and calls her friends. And says, you won't believe what I had for dinner.
That is awesome. And it was such a simple meal, but I can just tell the flavors combined together are going to be awesome.
They're awesome. The only trick to this one is you got to start a little on the early side, getting them simmering.
Okay.
It's not like when she walks in the door and you're now going to get started because all of a sudden you're 3 hours from eating. So yeah. the little preparation time that afternoon, knowing you're going to, you know, get the simmer going early, and like we talked about before, when that's simmering for the hour and a half before she walks,
saucepan, and one is a delicious way to have an elegant dinner. This particular dinner was an upscale dinner. And this is Dr. Letitia Wright for IDCDating.com. IDC Dating is where we're creating multicultural relationships every day. Thanks for joining us, and I'll see you next time. Remember, ignoring one's conscience is neither safe nor right.